Everything. You got to practice big perfect, don't you? I practice. I was going to the bullpen. Going to the bullpen, watch the team pen, to take the extra catches down there and work a half hour every day. When I got them down fast, that's hard to beat.
Yeah.
How many of your pitches were legal?
How do she think of something?
I want to go back and ask you about your great friend. I like him very much, Jimmy Crutchfield. Tell us about him as
Jimmy Crutchfield, when he came up from...
He played center field, right?
Yeah, he came up from down in... He was born down in Missouri, right out of Kansas City, Missouri. I picked him up in 35, and I carried him to the home to the Crawfords with me. And then when he left the Crawfords, I came to the American Giants. He and I were always good friends.
Now, when you say you picked him up, how did you get to notice him? Did you have tryouts?
When he came in 1931, he came out of, I knew him, he came out of Missouri looking for a job. And he came to St. Louis, but we didn't have no room for him. So I called up Birmingham. They had my old friend Dizzy Dizzy managing, and told him I had a good man for him to send for him. So he told me to send him, he would send the money. So I put him on a train. They called for $14, so I sent him and he paid me. He stayed down there 2 years. So when I decided I had to leave St. Louis and go to the Homestead Grays, I called up Gus Greeley and got him a job with the Crawford, with Satchel Paige. And he said last year he died.
I knew him,
He was a great friend of mine. He was one of the best friends I ever had.
You know, I asked him once what he was proudest of. This was at Comiskey Park. He said, I'm proudest of the fact I never hated anybody. You know, that was a wonderful answer. And yeah. I wrote a column about him for a newspaper because...
Well, listen, he was one of the nicest young men.
I know it.
He was one of the nicest men God ever put breath in.
Yeah. I realize that.
I could tell him something he when nobody knew nothing about him, as I tell him.
Tell me about him as a ball player.
He's a good ball. Oh, he could play outfield.
He was very fast, huh?
He played right field for me with the Crawfords. We had some good ball players then. He could play.
And could he hit?
He could hit. Yeah, he could hit. He hit doubles and singles, but he could hit, get on base. He's a good ball player. One of the nicest players I ever met in my life.
Yeah, I know that.
Was it hard for Negro League players not to be bitter after 1947?
Negro baseball players were so great. There's some ball players that didn't know how great they were themselves. They could play. You take Willie Wells, Newt Allen, you never seen a greater combination than that in baseball in your life. Damn your own third or my brother, either one, they couldn't beat that.
And Ray Dandridge never played in the big leagues either, did he?
Who?
Ray Dandridge.
No, he never played in the big leagues. He's the greatest third baseman anybody ever lived.
That's what they said.